Hello, who are you?
I am a messenger.
A messenger of God?
Messenger of, no, not God. Not yet, at least. I'm young man. So, I'm the product manager of Windows Presentation Foundation. It's the strategic presentation layer for Windows-based applications, and starting with Windows Vista,
mm-hmm.
or Windows XP.
What's your name?
My name is Parimal. Yes, that is important.
Parimal. Hi, Parimal.
Hi. You're a culture, right?
Yes.
Designer.
Yeah.
The designer guy in our India office.
Right.
DP India. What can I do for you?
So, I'm really quite enthusiastic about this interview, particularly because it's about user experience.
Mm-hmm.
So, shall we get started on your topic, which is basically about user experience, WPF, Expression Suite? Mm-hmm.
Yes, I've been talking about this, you know, for the last 2 weeks through my kind of a roadshow thing. I must have mentioned the word UX, user experience, like 100 times so far. But anyway, the thesis is that these days, you know, consumers are demanding a better user experience in a lot of other scenarios, including software. And with Windows Presentation Foundation, WinFX, and Windows Vista, Microsoft is now delivering the platform, the APIs, for our customers to carve out the user experience in applications. So that's kind of the thesis, and of course, the foundation of that is the Windows Presentation Foundation, a set of APIs which have built-in support for various current UI elements, 2D, 3D, graphics, audio, video, sound, animation, document services, and you know, you name it. So with that integrated support and then development productivity, our customers, developers, and designers can deliver a superior user experience for end users, and then businesses can derive business value from that experience, be it differentiated experience, brand marketing, customer loyalty, and so on and so forth. So that's kind of the message I'm trying to spread through my travel here.
Okay. So the whole deal with user experience, they say it's a great deal for marketers because a greater user experience means more sales. It technically means that, you know, users get a better experience, so they land up spending more when it's an e-commerce site.
Mm-hmm.
So can you talk more about that and why it happens?
Yeah, so that is just one scenario of the, you know, when we say the three messages we say is increase development productivity, deliver superior user experience, and derive business value. The third one, business value, what you're saying is just one aspect of this, is increase sales. And just to talk more about it, you know, there are studies shown that depending on how a website is designed or how a kiosk is designed or how a product is designed, the user is, you know, has more information at the fingertips, can make better decisions. And I'm going to show you a demo, a North Face demo that just shows how that works out. And because users can take the right decision, they not only have a better satisfaction, but at the same time, it has a scope for increased revenue for a business, which obviously impacts the bottom line. But that's just an example. You know, I mean, there could be other more subtle, soft ways of adding business value just by productivity, or if you want, right? The lower time to market.
Right.
Or it could be data visualization through a presentation technology such as WPF, which would give users of the application the right information at the right time and have them, you know, not rely on intuition and rely on actual data. So there's through data visualization you could use that scenario for planning, forecasting, supply chain. It's an endless ways of how you can derive business value. The one thing I do want to say here, right, is so far, or at least the perception is, when you have a presentation layer, it's just about the looks. So if you have a gray box, now you're going to have a red box. So what? Big deal. What they're saying is that presentation layer is more than just the look. It's an experience. It goes way deeper than the look. In fact, you know, sometimes I feel we should have, you know, maybe this should be called Windows User Experience Foundation, you know. But anyways, without getting into the names thing, when you think about just the look and feel, you often think, well, it's just
the graphics.
It's just the graphics. It's just the skinning, the branding, and so on. What's the big deal? Why should I invest in that when I have better things to invest, such as business logic?
Mm-hmm.
What we're saying is that is just a very small piece of the user experience that WPF delivers. There's a lot more that it delivers. And I just give you some examples some time back. So it's more about the interactivity, the emotional connection. I'm sure you have used some software today that you don't feel much about. You don't really care if it crashes or not, right? So we're trying to do that, take that commonly occurring demand that consumers have for better user experience for us into software.
Okay. So can we just start with a demo?
What sure. Yeah. Happens? So I can show you about 2-3 demos, and I can go on and on, but. So the first demo I'm going to show is a demo called Max, Microsoft Max,
okay,
which is a file sharing application, a photo sharing application rather.
Uh-huh.
And then the second one is going to be healthcare, and the third one you will see a video of the North Face demo. And then in between I just, maybe say a sentence or two to give context. Sound
sure.
good?
Sure.
Okay.
System's gone to sleep.
Yes, it has. And I'm about to go to sleep myself. It's been a long day.
I think you should grab a coffee before that.
No, I've had too many coffees. But yeah, coffee sounds good. So let's start with the healthcare demo.
I think there's too much brightness here. Can we just dim the light a little bit?
Yeah, sure.
Is that better?
Yeah. This is a healthcare application, a demo application that the WPF team delivered for PDC. And I'm going to quickly show you in about 3-4 minutes what this application is about. The idea is to show support for all those various UI elements such as 2D, 3D, video, inking capabilities and so on. And so let's get started. So assume I'm a doctor. My name is Dr. Robert. And here's on the left is my patient summary roster, and on the right hand side is the detailed view of a patient that's selected. Notice here on the left, it's hard to imagine, but this is nothing but a list box, and that again shows how just by applying a really cool template you can make that application function a lot better. And here's how. If I scroll over these things and I click one of these, it condenses the information and just gives me the absolute summary. If I click in the middle button here, again, the information changes and so on. If I hover on any of these things, notice that I see additional information about the patient. Notice the data is live, the graph of this person, Lene, this patient. What that shows you is WPF along with, Windows Communication Foundation, you can imagine, that is feeding this data here. Again, the better to get the story that WinFX as a platform delivers. Moving forward, let's see some support for other functionality. I'm going to click on the patient details window and see the 3D flip here. Again, doing the 3D flip is incredibly hard using other platforms. Let's see, I'm going to click on diagnosis. That is going to bring up a document that shows what's wrong with my patient. This uses the XPS functionality document services. And I can zoom in, zoom out, and increase the font size. As I do that, it also paginates the document automatically. A much better reading experience, wouldn't you agree?
Sure.
As totally. Opposed to seeing some other, like a
PDF or something.
A different application. There's no context switch here. Moving forward, let's see support for video here. I'm going to click on heart ultrasound, and that's going to bring up the patient Kim's ultrasound here. I'm going to click pause because I just noticed there's something wrong with her ultrasound. And let's annotate. So what I'm going to do here is mark this area that I think needs further inspection because I find there's some problem here, and then right here needs additional tests, right? And I'm going to click save. And if I hover over that, you can see my photograph and with the comment I entered. And this is a very good example that shows support for not just annotation features, but also the support for tablet PC API. So if you have a stylus, you have a tablet PC, you could use this in that scenario. Last but not the least, I'm going to show you support for data visualization. Like I said, you could extend the scenario to other scenarios such as planning, forecasting, supply chain, just to see what's going on with the business anytime there's a lot of data involved. I'm going to click on this bar here and then click on charts, which is going to pop up all the vital, you know, charts of a body. And I'm going to drag and drop a few charts that I want to monitor here. So I just drag and drop junctional tachy. I'm going to drag and drop IVR. We already have sinus rhythm here. Let's do a pulse. And, of course, the best part now is I can do live monitoring. So I'm going to drag and drop each of these graphs here on in the live monitoring area and see how it overlays one graph over other. You see that?
Wow, this is cool.
So you can easily write business logic here that makes it more interactive. That shows you, just see that, it's four graphs running, live data. Just imagine the scenarios. Anytime I show this scenario to customers, they just kind of explode. They say, wow, this is really, really,
really fantastic,
compelling.
Yeah.
Of course, like I said, 3D support is pervasive, and I'm going to show you something really cool here. So I can zoom in, zoom out, at the same time I can rotate this. You notice that?
Wow.
So as a consumer of this thing, if I want to analyze, you know, data, I can zoom in, zoom out. I can then analyze each graph individually, add interactivity to it, and the possibilities are endless. So in a nutshell, that was the healthcare application in which I showed you support for various commonly occurring, you know, UI elements. This is a great example of a LOB, line of business application. It's a healthcare one, but it, you can easily visualize that to be in any other LOB application.
That was great. That was really awesome.
So what's next? We are going to see Max now. Microsoft Max.
So Max is
it's a photo sharing application that the Microsoft Max team created for, again, PDC 05 of this year in LA. It's a free download, so if anybody who's viewing this video want to download this, they can go to Microsoft.com/Max, I believe, and download that.
Mm-hmm.
It's built on WinFX, heavily uses
this. Was called Milkshake, if I'm not wrong.
Really? Milkshake?
Project M, Milkshake, it had a lot of names.
Oh, I don't know that.
Yeah.
All I know is that it was called Max, but anyway.
It's a good name.
So it's just a simple example of a consumer style application. So before I even go there, notice that the Parimal Photos, that folder that I just uploaded my photos, this is a thumbnail view, and I'm going to click on that, and as soon as I hover over that, it starts playing that those photographs, which is very novel. You know, it's not static, it's dynamic, right? Suddenly I have this emotional connection with my software, and it's not just like any other photo application. This is a demo, so imagine if
that's
somebody...
That's a folder.
Yes, that is a folder. And so imagine if this were a real application, what else an ISP could do who is building this application. So moving forward, you know, I just selected that folder, I clicked on it, and this is a view of showing my photos. Notice the richness of the photos that you see, WPF using the GPU. Also notice subtle design things like the reflection of these photos here. I can select any one photo. For example, let's select this one, and I can zoom in, and that shows the photo in full view. Again, click on that, goes back, and so on and so forth. I can also see a thumbnail view if I have like lots of photographs. That shows me a really rich way of all the photos in my folder. Notice this very cool thing again. As soon as I move this scroll bar, it adjusts the photographs to use my real estate accordingly.
Wow.
Very nice. And look at the performance too, right? How fast?
It's
it as fast as possible.
So does it really depend on the hardware support as well? I'm sure it does.
Well, we have some new Gaultier APIs, so it will do hardware rendering if that's available. If not, it will fall back on software rendering.
Okay.
And then I showed you the, I think I didn't show you this one. This is the other view. So it automatically does this presentation of these photographs. Again, the same logic, I can click on this one and then zoom out. That was Max in a nutshell, you know, very briefly since we don't have much time, but just to give you a flavor of how WPF delivers the richness, where consumers can make an emotional connection or feel better about the apps they're using. Over time, you want to take this to, you know, all kinds of applications in the world, you know, be it ISV, delivered software, or LOBs, or, you know, web applications, you just name it. Okay?
Cool.
So what else do you want to see, my friend?
So is there anything else you want? You said there's a third demo as well.
Yeah, let's show you the Northway. That's a video. And let me give you a brief background about that. This was built by a design firm in the US called Fluid, well known in their field, and they are Northface's design firm. Northface is a leading apparel, expedition, niche athletics, you know, market in the US.
Uh-huh.
So the idea here was Fluid partnered with, you know, us and Northface, and they delivered this application kiosk that uses WPF heavily, and then they talk about the productivity, the business value, and so on. So you will see two people talking here in this video. One is a Fluid guy, and the second one is a Northface VP of marketing who talks about the business value. And so really carefully, you know, look at that, enjoy the application, and hopefully it'll trigger your creative potential.
So is this video actually available online for people to download?
Not right now.
Okay.
Of what is possible to accomplish in a day.
The longest distance I've run is 10 marathons nonstop.
Athlete tested and expedition proven.
It's three layered videos.
We found this pretty amazing. This kind of 3D in video is something that's really not very easy for us to develop, especially in web contexts. And before we jump in further, first a confession. Prior to this project, we were web, not Windows app developers. And what we found was an incredibly powerful platform. We're really pleased with the results, and we think you will be too.
Can we do a full screen?
So as you can see, Rich Media is really deeply integrated into the Windows presentation foundation. You've got clear type overlaid on video playing, full screen in the background. Integrating imagery, sound, video often involves just a single line of markup. We're able to introduce these great 3D elements to showcase the North Face's products. And diving into this other product, the Redpoint jacket, you can see that the original video is rotated into the background onto that plane, and we've overlaid yet another video, a testimonial from one of the North Face's athletes, expanding on why he likes the product so much. That was all written in XAML, and it was very simple to do. So during the course of development, we found the Windows Vista platform to be a very flexible platform development. These user interface components right here, features, expeditions, technology, I'm circling with the mouse, these are all just list box controls that have been styled. They're the same control. That's incredibly important to us because we're able to rapidly change the look and feel of our applications without a lot of work. And yes, these are two video feeds playing within a list box control.
And if you think about the challenge that I just mentioned at the beginning, this is going to allow us to have that interaction with the customer. So they get the validation from an athlete, see amazing product detail, but also see a 3D animation on how the fabric technology works.
So according to what Joe was talking about, this is product rotation.
Super.
Yeah. Pretty cool. Really important for online people to be able to see products at that level of detail. And this is simply an image montage control we wrote. It's the same control that you saw at the very beginning of the demo that showed the images fading around. And if you look really carefully in the background, that same control is still running, subtly reinforcing the North Face's aspirational brand. So we're going to have to go soon, but there's one last point I want to leave you with, and it's one of the most important for us. And I think it will be for you too, and that's on developer productivity. Tools that make us highly productive are critical to our success. And doing things like this kind of 3D and video marathon, it was not practical in our previous projects. So for this project, remember I told you that we were web developers, the primary developer went from zero Windows application development experience and zero 3D experience to this in fully functioning prototype form in a mere 6 weeks. That's simply astounding.
That was really good.
Really cool
from a production.
I
want to
do this kind of stuff.
Yeah, it is. I mean, just if you think about what customers are talking about this, what you just said was, you know, three or four developers, zero experience with Windows technologies, and not really a Microsoft shop, they could deliver this experience in about just 6 weeks. So great testament to the productivity. And I think it really captures the message of WPF very well. It's the development productivity, not just of developers, but designers as well. the superior user experience, and then in the end business value. So
this is great. So what kind of development products are we using here besides Visual Studio, of course?
So the when this was built, I don't know if they used any tools, because I don't know tools were available, but we have two tools in the pipeline from Microsoft, two, I should say, sets of tools. So obviously besides just the API, and developers are welcome to use the API directly, such as how the North Face guys did, API or XAML.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, we have two tools. One is a tool for developers, which is codenamed CIDR. It will be the next gen WinForms designer will be delivered as part of Visual Studio Orchestra release about 69 months after the Windows Vista launch. So that CIDR is for developers, where they can drag and drop, you know, forms and buttons and so on.
Okay.
And then write business logic underneath using Visual Studio, obviously, and the .NET framework and WinFX APIs. On the other side, something new that Microsoft is doing is introducing a suite of tools aimed at the designers, professional interactive graphics designers. It's called Microsoft Expression. It has three products. One is Microsoft Expression Graphic Designer called Acrylic. The second one is Microsoft Expression Interactive Designer called Sparkle. And the third one is Microsoft Expression Web Designer, codenamed Quartz. So Acrylic is for creating your graphics, your media assets that can then be consumed down the line by Sparkle or Quartz or your application, such as you just
saw the
image, right? Yeah. The second one is Sparkle, which is more about interactivity. What happens when you click a button, if you want to bind data to it underlying and so on. And then obviously the third one is for creating web applications using the web designer. Sparkle is very interesting from a WPA perspective because of something called, which I really think is an innovation in the design developer collaboration, it's called XAML, X-A-M-L, Extensible Application Markup Language. That is a declarative way for specifying what your UI look and feel and interactivity looks like. So the collaboration that I want to really emphasize is between developers and designers. When developers and designers in the past interacted, it was more with mockups, you know, wireframes, bitmaps, a lot of time on the phone, email, trying to tell each other this is what the design should look like. And as a result, in the communication, you know, there was a gap. And so what the designer visualized or imagined or designed never really got implemented. What we are doing with Sparkle and CIDR is this collaboration between developers and designers. These tools both use the same underlying MS build system, so they can open each other's project. It's the same project structure.
Okay.
In addition, we have XAML, which, you know, when a designer uses Sparkle, it automatically generates XAML code, XAML file, which can then be consumed down the line by the developer. And so we are basically relying on technology to transfer this knowledge of the design. As a result, the end result is a design that maintains its fidelity. There's nothing lost in the communication gap. So that's something very, very cool.
So what you're saying is, as a designer, I don't need to know any XAML code.
So you don't need to know, but, you know, like even HTML, you don't need to know HTML, for example.
Sure. But
it helps because you can make tweaks and so on. And it's so easy to just learn that. It actually just looks like English, really. You can see.
So is XAML similar to HTML or XML?
It's XML. It's an XML-based thing. So
okay.
If you have any experience in XML, XAML is just very similar.
That's fine.
It's really an XML language, you know, extensible application markup. So, yes, you don't need to know. In fact, the tool does it for you, but if you want to know, it's pretty easy. The other thing I want to say is, you know, one thing we mentioned, the communication gap between developers and designers in the past, right? The way they communicate to each other, that lost that information. The other thing I believe was a hindrance to realizing that design was because of the implementation challenges. In the past, the technologies didn't have this rich support for various, you know, UI elements, 2D, 3D graphs, you know, audio, video, all of that stuff. So even if they did communicate and end up communicating, a developer would say, great design, but I just can't implement. And if I have to implement, it will take me a lot more time. And I have to ship the product, right? So with WPF, we have such a rich set of APIs that actually we do deliver something that a developer would be delighted to use.
Cool.
So we are
almost doing a handshake between.
Exactly. We are removing the two hindrances. One is this collaboration, and the second one is the development complexity. So on all, it has a good promise for the next gen UX.
Cool. So we're talking about user experience. I think let's hit the roads and you know, see some real life experiences about how user experience happens in real life.
Sure.
Let's just go to coffee.
You mentioned coffee, yeah. Let's take coffee as an example, you know, whatever comes to mind. And I'm going to show you, I know you were skeptical some time back, but I'm going to show you how we as consumers always went for the UX. We, you know, it's something very natural to human beings. And yet when it comes to software, what's been the problem and how this is going to solve that, or at least help solve that.
Great.
Want to hit the road?
Sure. Let's go.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's get coffee and then we can talk about Windows Presentation Foundation, Windows Vista. Hello. So these are the future developers of Microsoft.
Okay.
So today they don't know English, but we will teach them English and then C#, VB, C++. I'm going to be designers.
Right? That's great. First learn the English alphabet.
Exactly.
The English language and then C#. So,
let's get some
this
coffee.
Place here is Barista. I think one of the most happiest coffee shops around here. So, Parimal, what do you think of Bangalore?
Awesome. Really good.
Uh-huh.
So I was here about 10 years back, and at that time, it was a pretty simple city. But now, just looking at the growth, both economical and in terms of the people as well, and the traffic, there's both mix and match. But at the same time, I think it's really, really good in terms of how it's changed people's lifestyle. So as you can see, we are here in a coffee shop called Barista. Years back, nothing, you know, there's nothing like Barista. Now Barista is all over. That will be changing people's lifestyles, the burgeoning the middle class, and so on. So I'm really enjoying it.
So what are you having today?
This is a very fancy drink.
What is it called?
Part of being in marketing, I got fooled by the branding experience of this drink. It's nothing but, I think, simple coffee, but the way it's presented, it has a 3 layers. Now it's cut it up, it has 3 layers. What is it called? You told me what you have, right?
I think it's called Caribbean Calypso.
Caribbean Calypso, that's the power of giving a good name to a good coffee product. It's really nice.
So, you're saying it's basically just simple coffee, but just because we've named it Caribbean Calypso.
But it's more than that. I think it's the whole user experience, I believe, right? Even in the US, if you think about Starbucks, the reason why they've grown so much over the years is because they provide a third place for people to hang out with nice music, you know, good tables, good coffee. So I think it's more of a lifestyle, which, you know, you can also call it as an experience.
Sure.
Very similarly, Barista, it's nice how it has taken the simple, you know, local coffee that's so popular in South of India, the South Indian filter coffee, and tapping the love people have for coffee here in South of India and all over India, how they have transformed that simple concept into a much more compelling user experience. For example, not only do I have good-looking mugs with nice presentation of the coffee, a lot of variety, great service, good music, like you were hearing some time back, same time good crowd. So when you mix and match all these things, what you have is drawing customers in not just for the commodity coffee, but now coming for more of the experience in the lifestyle. So you can very easily draw these parallels between, you know, say, simple daily things like coffee or staying in a fine hotel or listening to good music to software. Today, software presentation technology is a kind of, you know, pretty boring, vanilla style. But you can make them equally appealing by using some of the user experience aspects that we see.
So, Parimal, you keep talking about this whole user experience thing, UX.
So can you talk about UX vis-a-vis software?
Okay. So before I do that, right, let me give you one more example, right? We talk about, on the way here, as you saw in the car, we saw these booming multiplexes, multiplex theaters. Believe it or not, actually, those are putting the other simple cinema theaters in bankruptcy, and that's because now the theaters offer much more than just a movie. You know, it's again an excuse where people, young people, old people, all kinds of people can come, mingle around, see the movie, get popcorn, coffee,
promotions,
and all of that. Promotions, it's more of the interactivity that people like.
So,
our thesis in the Windows Presentation Foundation world and the Windows Vista world is that this really shows and has always shown that how, as consumers, we demand the best products outside, you know, at the right price point, be it user experience and so on. Yet when it comes to software, we are happy to live with just good enough experiences. We really don't think other than the business logic, you know, the presentation layer, for example, has any significant value. And come to think of it, you know, it's kind of odd that the same person, let's say you, Kaushal, as a designer, you're sitting here having a 60 rupee coffee when you might as well have had a 8 rupee coffee somewhere else. You choose to have this. Yet you go into an office and use software which might be buggy, doesn't work, you have no emotional connection with it, and yet you could choose to spend 8 hours and think that putting a better presentation technology on that and improving its user experience has no business value, right?
Yeah.
So what we are saying is with Windows Presentation Foundation and the WinFX platform, the Windows Vista platform, these technologies have the promise to deliver the best user experience we have seen in software today. And so over time, I do feel that even as consumers of software, we will not only want these things, but we will come to demand these things. And so that's what our hope is.
That's the big WPF promise.
Exactly.
So I think it looks like you're all packed up.
I'm ready to go to Hyderabad, see what Hyderabad has in store for me and for the technology. What kind of a welcome we get there. So far it's been good. Let's see.
Okay. So any last word for the designers and developers of the world?
Yes. So last word for everybody, all our customers, designers, developers, ISVs, BDMs, is Windows Vista will ship sometime next year. WinFX will be part of that. It will work on XP. So start planning on leveraging the platform strength, bet on the platform, and try to deliver something about 60 days from Windows Vista, which will give you the biggest bang for the buck. We have everything that you know we could do to make you successful. You know, be it developers, productivity designers, creative potential, business decision makers from a business value perspective. And in the meantime, if you have any feedback, let us know.
Great, and I think create a great user experience and create a win-win situation.
UX, UX, UX.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great having you here, Parimal.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye.